T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
Tonight, I am announcing I am suspending my campaign for president.
So there are things we can and should do right away. They can deal with black money, dark money.
There are pro-life Democrats.
I'm not giving up on New Hampshire. Don't poke that in my face, okay, buddy?
It's stumbling. It's mumbling. Not pretty.
We stop them. We fight them.
You know why they're trying to destroy his presidency? Because they can't compete with it.
Yeah. I still can't get over the Buttigieg bite. Oh, my gosh. Good job, Tricia, collecting the greatest hits from last night in the New Hampshire primary.
You said it. They just keep giving me all these gifts.
Oh, my goodness. Between Bloomberg yesterday with his whole stop and frisk thing and now Buttigieg, who already lacks support of African Americans because of what he did in his own town, is in a room full of African Americans when he says this.
And the reality is, it's not going to get better in all of the ways we need it to get better without a constitutional reform. So there are things we can and should do right away. They can deal with black money, dark money, or African American money.
That was a little awk.
Oh, my stomach. Oh. My stomach. I don't even know what to, I have no
can
words.
You, can you imagine the look on their faces when he said it?
And they tried to like laugh it off, but you know someone wanted to throw something at him.
Yeah. You know, I'm joking with Chris Arps the other day about that. We were just joking about that very thing when he said he was talking about Eric Greitens and dark money. I'm like, why are you such a racist?
Well,
but I don't think Buttigieg, I don't think this is going to be on a campaign ad somewhere, because now, because he came in second last night, in case you're just waking up, New Hampshire primary results, it was Sanders was in first place, then Buttigieg, then Klobuchar comes out of nowhere into third, Warren comes in a distant fourth,
and Biden escaped New Hampshire and headed to South Carolina.
He got the hell out of Dodge yesterday sometime, right? Meanwhile, overnight, Andrew Yang and Tony Bennett dropped out of the race. Michael Bennett.
There you
I'm
go.
Sorry. I forgot he was running.
Tony Bennett.
He was surprised he was running.
You know, I already had.
I forgot about him.
Dang it. I already had that $12,000 spent, and now I'm not going to get it.
Nope,
what am I going to do?
I don't know. Take
you could ask him for a loan. I mean, he likes to hand out money.
I know, that's true. Yeah. I was looking for a little bump in, you know, the old salary next year, like extra $12,000. I mean, who couldn't use that?
Be nice.
Who
you
cares
do
that
your car plan where you take it back after you've driven it for a while and say, I don't want this anymore.
Perfect. It's like a student loan.
Sorry,
we'll just treat
Andrew
it the same
Yang
way.
Promised me this extra $12,000 and I don't have it, so
I'll just subtract that from my taxes before I send them in next year.
Yeah.
See? Just take that right off the top.
Be fine.
Wow. How weird. I mean, the whole rigmarole this morning about the New Hampshire. Now they're saying Bernie, even though he won, is a loser because he received tens of thousands fewer votes in 2020 in New Hampshire than he received in 2016 in New Hampshire, even though it was basically just he and Hillary in 2016. I mean, there were other candidates in there, but it wasn't as crowded a field. He much more split the field this time. Here's the bad news for Joe Biden and you moderate Democrats. I know there are a few of you still out there, the Jane Dukers of the world. There are a few of you still out there. Here's the devastating news for you out of New Hampshire. This is your instantaneous Mark Cox analysis. I added up the percentage of the vote last night that went to the radical left in your party. It was a whopping 61% of the votes. In this primary, it was closer to 70% in Iowa. Went to either Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Andrew Yang, all of these radical left-wingers dominated these first two rounds. Which means if you add up the votes that went to the supposed moderate candidates, Amy Klobuchar and Joe Biden, it's at about 25 or 26%. How do you overcome that? I've said all along, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. I don't think they want a even semi-moderate voice. And I'm not sure Klobuchar, she's trying to paint herself into that square. But she is a pro-choice, progressive Democrat in the mold of a Hillary Clinton. She is. And anybody who thinks otherwise is out of their mind. So we'll get to the rest of the news on the primary, what's going on around the country, the Roger Stone story, which has been blown completely out of proportion yesterday. If you paid any attention to the mainstream media, I'm going to set you straight on that one, too.
I am not someone who wants to accept donations and support in a race that we will not win. And so tonight, I am announcing I am suspending my campaign for president.
If you didn't hear a lot of reaction in the background, that's because there were about four people in the room.
He said that to his friends and family.
I was going to say his parents. His
he announced that from his living room.
His parents and his wife, and that was it.
That was Andrew Yang, leader of the so-called Yang Gang, which apparently failed to get the memo that it needed to show up and vote. So he's out. And Michael Bennett is out. And apparently there's rumors that there are going to be a few other people. Deval Patrick is supposed to drop out today. Was that the greatest disappearing act in the history of politics?
Who?
Yeah, who?
Thank you.
Exactly.
Former Massachusetts governor who comes out. He's a Barack Obama. He's got a bromance with Barack Obama, and he comes out, and he's going to take the race by storm, and then you never hear from him again. Wow.
Yeah. You got to give it to Andrew Yang. At least he got some name recognition out of the whole deal.
True.
Yeah.
The Yang Gang thing was catchy. His shtick with the money. At least people will remember that. I didn't remember somebody named Michael Bennett was running. I still have no idea, even after your explanation, who Deval Patrick is.
Yeah, I know. It's a sad state of affairs, actually, for the Democrats so far. You know, what about this blues player, Bomeister?
Bomeister. Yeah.
Bomeister.
Yeah.
So I actually used to do business with a guy whose last name is spelled differently but pronounced Bomeister, so I'm always going to get that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
However, this was pretty scary. They apparently had to use the paddles on him during the game last night, the defibrillator.
Yeah, he had finished a shift and was on the bench, if you haven't seen the video yet. So you can see, it's at a weird angle, the video I saw, but you can see him on the bench and just go down. He's sitting there, but then he just slumps down. And, Petrangelo's right there, I believe, Vince Dunn, and they're just like, panicking, hands go, trying to get somebody over there as quickly as possible. He's recovering in the hospital. They said he was awake and alert, just undergoing further testing, and they'll release more information today. But Doug Armstrong, the general manager, calling it a cardiac episode.
Wow.
So I'm just hope that he's okay. And yeah, they had to stop the game in the first period, and there's no information about going forward with that game.
I read this morning that the team is still there, and they delayed their travel to Nevada, maybe, where they have their next game?
They play in Las Vegas tomorrow night.
Okay.
So all right. They've got time.
Good. So they just kind of hung out to see how he's doing.
Yes.
Clearly he's going to be, I mean, that could be any variety of things.
Oh,
but
sure.
Wow.
Scary.
Electrolytes.
Yeah. The video is scary, I'm sure. They were scared. I mean, just awful. So I'm just glad that he's alert and hopefully can recover quickly.
No kidding. No kidding. I didn't realize how long he'd been in the league till I was reading that story this morning. He's 36 years old. He's been playing for 15 or 16 years. It looks like one of the local TV stations are starting to show some of the video this morning. But fortunately, he's all good. And if we get any updates on it this morning, we'll be sure and bring them to you here. You know, the story I talked about yesterday, I went on Annie Fry's show midday yesterday. We talked about this a little bit. Was the St. Louis Public Schools going to send that letter home about guns, right? I'm assuming they got some blowback on it because last night they withdrew the resolution, thank God, that would have required letters be sent home to parents, would have required them to sign the letters and return them to the school board because you need the school board to tell you how to parent. What's wrong?
You keep trying to run that Valentine's ad.
I don't know
that
what
they
it
didn't
is.
Pay
what,
for.
Something keeps running on this. I go to the Channel 5 website, which I'll repeat, as I've said before, is the worst local television news site in St. Louis. There's just no two ways about it. But anyway, I hate it when you go to a website and suddenly something starts playing.
Autoplay function.
I know, and you can turn it off on some of them. Anyway, regardless, I went to that website because they're the only ones that apparently followed up on this story yesterday. Dr. Joyce Roberts is apparently on the school board and was really pushing this guns issue, but she finally withdrew it because I think they took some heat on this. Number one, if you want to remind people about gun safety and locking up guns, join the NRA. Joyce Roberts. The NRA has been preaching that message since its inception. In fact, that's why it got started, was about education and training. Remember Eddie the Eagle that they took so much heat over, the commercial, the cartoon character for kids? It was about gun safety. The NRA preaches gun safety. Every law-abiding gun owner has a responsibility to lock up their guns and keep them secure. You do. If you're a gun owner, that's your responsibility. Don't need Big Brother at the school board. If you want to put out an educational message, hey, if you have a gun, lock it up. I don't want your kids to get it. It's not going to stop the problem or even begin to address the gang and crime problem we have in North St. Louis. Sounds like you Democrats may need somebody like Michael Bloomberg to address that. Just pointing that. I'm just going to leave that out there for a minute. Or maybe Pete Buttigieg, who got himself in a little more heat last night. This guy's going to go down like a Led Zeppelin. Can I tell you that? It's coming.
And by the way, those who say the tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots, a great line. Well, guess what? The fact is, if you're going to take on the government, you need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. There's no way an AK-47 is going to take care of you.
There's your presumed Democratic leader, Joe Biden. If you're going to take on the government, you need an F-15 with Hellfire missiles.
I think he said the flacked is.
Whatever that word was.
Well, flacked is.
The flacked is. This is what you got. Actually, this is Joe Biden's gun control policy.
So, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here. Or walk out, put that double barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts outside the house.
Then you're out of bullets, Joe. Or shotgun shells in that case. Wow. Anyway, that was him on the campaign trail. This is pretty fascinating what the Democrats are working on nationally and also in the state of Virginia.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Our guest this morning is David Harsanyi. He's a senior writer for National Review. He's also the author of a book called First Freedom, A Ride Through America's Enduring History with the Gun. David, welcome into the show.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. I've been following what's going on in Virginia pretty closely with the turn of the legislature there. And I know, among other things, they've moved forward some sort of an assault weapons ban at the urging of the governor. And they're also trying to limit magazine capacity. You covered part of this in your article this week.
Right. I mean, the assault weapon ban, we've seen it in other states, including, I think, Maryland, where I actually live. And, you know, it's ridiculous, but also dangerous. It's ridiculous because it's just about the aesthetics of the gun that happened to look scary to a lot of people. But more than that, it really its mechanism is no different than any other rifle, semi-automatic rifle. So if you can ban one semi-automatic rifle, what would stop the government from banning all semi-automatic guns? There's really the distinction in how hard it is to get a weapon. It has to do with it being a fully automatic, you know, people call it machine guns and things like that, which you can still get, but it's very difficult, obviously. If you're banning the most popular rifle that's, you know, sold today in America, you're essentially, you know, I mean, for sure you're attacking the Second Amendment and you're attacking the Heller decision.
Well, you know, you pointed out as well in a separate article about Joe Biden's attitude toward the Second Amendment. I mean, he actually kind of played out there the scenario where the United States military is turning F-15 Hellcat missiles loose on people defending the Second Amendment.
It's a weird position to take, right? That if you do something I don't like, I might send in drones and F-15s and destroy you, right? I think everyone knows it's ridiculous. I mean, first of all, we're not anywhere near any sort of insurgency here or anything like that. It's not really the point. The point is that it might happen one day. But the other point is, of course, that, you know, there are many, dozens, hundreds of rebellions and insurgencies where there is one army and a bunch of people with small arms who fought back. And they do a pretty good job. They do a pretty good job in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, they did a good job in Vietnam and elsewhere. So that's pretty ridiculous. But I love that he mentions the AK-47 as the gun we'll have, which is kind of weird, but also a terrible example, because the AK-47 is actually one of the most successful guns of all time, especially in insurgencies and things like that.
Yeah, very true. You know, and often what we hear from these folks on the left who want to make these arguments is that, well, you don't need a weapon of war. But indeed, the muskets that our founders used were the weapons of war at the time.
Right. Every gun is a weapon of war. A musket was a weapon of war. But, you know, in the definition we use right now for weapon of war, you know, we don't have weapons of war. You know, armies don't use semi-automatic rifles.
Right.
They use other kinds. So, but like you mentioned, really what he's saying is you guys should definitely have better weapons, right? I mean, that's what his argument, the end game of his argument, because if I can't fight against an F-15, I need a better gun that can shoot it down. That's the point of the Second Amendment. However, you know, he does say we have a right, a Second Amendment right he pretends to believe in, for like shotguns. Well, a shotgun won't help me with a Hellcat or fire missile either, right? So it doesn't. His argument doesn't make sense, but that's been a big problem for him for a long time.
No, absolutely. You're following this story again in Virginia. Does it look like they're going to move ahead with at least the magazine ban?
Which is it's like a silly ban. I think they're at 12. They keep moving the number around, but I don't know that anything's going to pass. Maybe the ban. Maybe I haven't looked today to see what was going on, but it's just very unlikely, I think, that an assault weapon ban will go through, and I'm not sure about the magazine capacity either.
They seem to be moving down that path, and I don't know. I think it's maybe something that turns the electorate on them.
Well, you know, like so many people from D.C., when I first got to this town, you know, I moved to Maryland, and they told me I should move to the American side of the border in Virginia, but I didn't do that, but I should have. But now you have a lot of people moving there who are liberal, but they live in one area, right, Northern Virginia. So you have the rest of the state is very different, and it's still dangerous, I think, to be so, you know, anti-gun in that state. So we'll see what happens.
Very true. You know, I was not familiar with your book until we booked you as a guest. And tell people more about your book, First Freedom.
Well, it's not really a political book. It's a history, you know, it's a history of the gun. I try to tell the stories that tell the bigger story of the gun and the American culture, because I think it's important for people who debate the Second Amendment, to understand why we're so unique and why the gun is in the, you know, is actually in the Constitution and why people care so much. Yeah, I grew up in New York, so when I first met people in the world who had guns, I thought it was very weird. But the more I learned, about it, the more curious I got, and the more I realized that it was an excellent way to be. So I wrote a book about it.
Well, it's a great point. We're talking to David Harsanyan. The book is First Freedom: A Ride Through America's Enduring History with the Gun. I'm looking at it here on Amazon, so I know that's probably the easiest way for most people to buy it. David, thank you for your time today.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Great having you on. He's also a writer for the National Review, and this is a great piece that he's written here on Virginia's unconstitutional attack on gun owners.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
People are saying now he's canceled. He's ruined Black History Month for everybody. It's been real rough that his empire is over. So I hate to see it happen to Jesse, but if he did lie, I think he has to suffer the consequences.
Dope! Can you believe that's been a whole year?
Really?
It was Black History Month last year when Jesse Smollett got in all that trouble for his big old lie. And what a travesty of justice, the way the criminal justice reform prosecutor Kim Fox up in Chicago handled that. They've got their own mini Kim Gardner up there. See a crime? Let's just ignore that based on who might be committing it. That's exactly what happened here. We've seen the text messages from behind the scenes, right? You know what happened. So anyway, if you missed the news headline yesterday, a special prosecutor started looking into that case. Even the mayor up there was critical of this when it happened last year. So now Smollett has been indicted on 6 counts of lying to police about those attacks. He should have been prosecuted by the prosecutor for that, but instead she quickly dropped most of the charges and settled behind the scenes for something. This is long overdue. And it wasn't the special prosecutor. A grand jury indicted this guy on 6 counts for his made-up story a year ago. And, of course, his attorneys are lashing out, and he's suing the city for malicious prosecution. Think about what this guy did. Think if a MAGA supporter... had made this claim that he was walking down the street in Chicago and 2 black men approached him, put a noose around his neck and beat him up for wearing a hat, they would have been laughed out of town or prosecuted for making up a story that reflected poorly on someone. And Jesse Smollett was about to get away with it, but he won't now. I was happy to see that. I think that's good news. A little bit of justice going on there, don't you think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That was
an unexpected news alert that I received
yesterday.
It really was. I was like, kind of
forgotten.
Had forgotten about the Jesse Smollett case, and I was like, oh, good.
Yep.
6 counts.
Good.
I was hoping.
Yeah.
Good.
I was hoping to never have to say that made up name again. What is a Jesse? J-U-S-S-I-E. Jesse.
That's his name?
I know, but I've never heard that.
But I'm glad that there is some justice, hopefully.
Justice for Jesse.
No.
No?
Justice for every actual hate crime that...
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jesse, took away from when he faked that.
Right.
It was disgusting.
Right. Couldn't agree more. Hey, John, thanks for holding on. You're on the phone. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hey, when are the Democrats going to learn? They vote these people in. I know quite a few Democrats who love their Second Amendment, and it seems like the Democrats get in, they take power, and they don't listen to their constituents. They have an agenda, and they pass these laws that even their own constituents don't like. This stuff that's going on in Virginia is going to go to the Supreme Court. And now with the new justices that we have in there, aren't they kind of defeating their purpose? Because more than likely it's going to be ruled as unconstitutional.
John, let's hope so.
I hope so, too. And thank God, yesterday when I got home and I turned the news on, I saw that Jesse guy was up on charges again. I feel like there's some justice finally coming back to this country. And
why should it take? Look at the Kim Gardner case. They've had to appoint a special prosecutor to look into some of her dirty dealings behind the scenes, right? Allegedly suborning perjury and hiring an outside investigator because she couldn't get the St. Louis police to look at a crime where there was no evidence and no victim. And now we've got this case in Chicago where a special prosecutor had to be called in to investigate this case because Kim Fox, for pure political reasons, basically just wanted the case to go away.
Well, didn't she just testify under oath here recently with all this going on, Kim Gardner?
Yeah, well, sources tell me that she was called into this deposition, but that she basically took the Hillary Clinton defense of either I don't remember or I don't have to answer that. So I don't know that it got him anywhere.
Well, anyways, let's see what happens in the Supreme Court, and maybe we can finally put this to rest. And, you know, I'm right now worried about my children's future, my grandchildren. And it's a sad day that the Democrats don't even listen to their own constituents to go against what they really want for this country.
John, thank you for the call. It's a great point. I appreciate you calling in this morning. Just in case you're tuning in late, last night the Virginia House of Representatives voted affirmatively for a so-called assault weapons ban, whatever that is. They're referring to those scary black rifles that you and I refer to as AR-15s, simple semi-automatic rifle. Other than the fact that it looks like an M16, it's not, because it's a semi-automatic rifle. It's a sporting rifle. They voted to ban them. Now, the governor says he'll sign it. Apparently, there are still one or two Democrats in the entire state of Virginia who happen to be in the Senate who claim they're not going to vote for this. But it's only a vote or two away from going into law in this state. That's why there's a thing going on there now called Vexit. Have you heard of that? These are Virginia counties that want to exit Virginia and go to West Virginia. They want to secede. You can't blame them. Those people have lost their ever-loving minds down there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.